I'll call the September 15th Common Council meeting to order. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Present.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
He's excused, even though I don't have the authority to do that.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderwoman Mayer.
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, audience. You sung it out loud and proud. Good for you. We did item A, roll call. We do have a quorum. A citizen comment period. Item B, any citizen wishing to comment? Any citizen wishing to speak? Please come forward, give us your name and address for the record, and speak your piece.
Paul Luck, 9261 South 46th Street, and I'm here on behalf to see about getting city water put on our street. I know it's looking pretty bleak that people are in for it, but I did go down and survey all of them and talk to a lot of them on the street, and everybody was concerned about spending the money on it when they had decent wells yet, and I happen to have one that's not decent, and I was hoping I'd have another report from another well driller with a water sample on the well again to show that we're having problems with it, but he was unable to come through with it for medical reasons at this time. So that's where I'm standing. I mean, I do have records that the water is good in the well at this time, but there's no telling how long it's going to last, and the casing is rotted to the point where it's got holes in it and stuff that way. And it would cost way more to try to fix this thing and bring it up to all the codes that the DNR want for it than it would be for us to drill separate wells. And that's where we're at with the problem. And nobody wants, the one neighbor wants to drill a well, but he can't because the other neighbor won't let us. So that's where we're at now.
Good.
So our only issue is to try to get city water and get our problem solved so we have safe drinking water for us.
Thank you. And your shirt is nicely tailored. Anyone else wishing to speak on any matter? Anyone else? Mr. Seaver, name and address, please.
Orville Seymour, 320 West Acre Avenue. Some old federal documents the other day, and I ran across one I thought was relevant to the situation in Franklin here. I'd like to just read one short paragraph from that. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In order to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of government. When any government becomes disruptive of these ends, it is right of the people to alter or abolish it and institute new government. Obviously, I'm referring to the recall of former Alderman Janet Evans, who chose not to listen to the public and chose not to listen to the people. Most of you are listening to the public and to the people, but I encourage you all to start listening to the public. We have a history of recalls in Franklin. In fact, we made recalls famous before they were popular at the county level and the state level. So yeah, I'm not saying there's going to be more, but just watch yourself. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else?
My name is David Friends, 7472 South Hillendale Drive. And what I plan to comment on is the St. Nicola parcel that the city is trying to acquire from the sewage district. And because of acquiring this, there is a situation with hunting, with shotgun, and also tramping. And that area is too close to populated areas. And an exemption should be asked for by the city as far as the hunting and trapping.
Excuse me. Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak?
I might need it. Don't forget those illegal ones, too, Orville, that you do.
That's recalls.
Illegal. the one against me, remember? Your son had a fine one.
Okay. My questions relate to the ordinance for the hunting. So here's where I'm going to start out with, and obviously I'm dressed this way not because I'm hunting, but I have to teach hunters ed at 7 o'clock. So the ordinance that you're referring to, last week when I sat here, I had some questions, but obviously I didn't want to raise my hand. But the questions that I had was, originally when the sewage district was purchasing this land, they didn't allow hunting on any land that they were purchasing. It was I who pointed out to the sewage district that the funds they were acquiring had a provision that said they had to allow hunting. And I pointed out to them that Franklin allowed hunting in the city, and that was bow hunting only. So then they changed it and then let Franklin people hunt, but they had to comply with the Franklin ordinances, which meant you had to get a permission slip, you had to get a permit from the Franklin Police Department, and then you could only bow hunt because we only allowed bow hunting at that time. We didn't allow any firearms. Then the state in roughly 2010 acquired land. They negotiated with the city for their parcel of land to allow hunting with shotgun. Not anything else, just shotgun. And that only pertained to the state land. So when the DNR was here last week and they said that the city would have to allow hunting on this parcel, I was confused because if you look at the land that the sewage district has acquired, they've acquired it in South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, Brookfield. They don't allow hunting in those communities. So why is it that they're telling Franklin that they have to allow hunting when the other communities don't allow hunting, and they don't allow hunting because they have regulations dealing with it? Franklin also has regulations dealing with it. We only have to allow bow hunting on those parcels. Not shotgun, not rifle. Now, if it goes in the hands and gets transferred to the state, I think that's where the problem lies. Then you are opening up the door to allow then the shotgun because we've already negotiated on one parcel shotgun hunting on state land. I believe if you don't put it in the state, but you keep it under municipality, that the prevailing rules have, because that's why for all of these years, nobody has hunted on the Metropolitan Sewage District land. And if for some reason they're going to come up with some technicality, you're going to open up the door to these other parcels that you're accepting, like Radke's property, which is on the bend of Highway 100 there. That's Metropolitan Sewage District. Only bow hunting's been allowed all these years. No firearms. So I don't understand why they're pressuring the city, telling the city that you have to allow hunting. You do allow hunting. It's bow hunting. You don't allow firearms on those other parcels, because your ordinance prevents that. The South Milwaukee doesn't, Oak Creek doesn't, none of those other communities which have the same land, which was acquired by the same grants, the same funding in those communities. So I would have said something last week, but I wanted to make my point on that. And quickly, Oak Creek is the only other community now, and that was 2 years ago, where they allow bow hunting, and they actually modeled their ordinance after Franklin's bow hunting ordinance. Which, I'm not here to brag, but I was the one that instrumented the Franklin bow hunting and rechanged it so that we were in compliance, and that's why I had the conversations at that time with Metropolitan Sewage District and knowing their policy. So Metropolitan Sewage District has always had a policy that said we allow hunting in the communities that allow hunting. If they don't allow hunting, you can't hunt on that land. But I will say, along that, if the state's going to pressure the city, there's also other items in that land that required other things to be done as part of accepting the grant. So is all of a sudden the city going to start putting pavilions and paths and all these other things on there? I think you have to look at the strings attached in the impact. But as far as the hunting, I'm puzzled because I talked firsthand with them. I got hunting on the land that they owned in Franklin, and that was only for bull. And I remember going through all of this. So unless something's changed and the city attorney's aware of anything, I'm not aware of any of these changes. So I've got to run. I'll probably later listen to the tapes or that. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Before you do that, Leroy, Mr. City Attorney.
2010, legislature and DNR amended Chapter 29 provisions regarding gun hunting and stewardship lands in 2010. Which put these prior land acquisition parcels and future land acquisition parcels into mandatory hunting, trapping, nature-based outdoor activities. And you had to do it unless you got permission from the DNR board to not do that, to prohibit hunting. And then there's Administrative Code NR52, which does the same thing. So that was a 2010 change. All these acquisitions that you're probably referring to, certainly in Franklin, occurred prior to that. And we've been dealing with it. We understand the public safety.
Right. So I guess what I'm saying, so if any land that they're saying is acquired after 2010.
No. The statutory and administrative code change in 2010 addressed prior land purchases also.
So then it's saying that all land then you can hunt on.
Have to, unless you get permission not to.
But the hunting is if you allow bull hunting, or is it with firearms?
Sure. It's under statute and the administrative code. It's hunting pursuant to Wisconsin laws, which is bow hunting as well as gun hunting.
So then that means South Milwaukee is going to be forced to use hunting there with firearms?
If somebody were going to offer to donate MMSD stewardship fund acquired lands to them today, yes.
Okay, but that's the trigger. If they donate right now, that prevents it. Correct.
It's whether or not the lands are acquired with stewardship funds.
But what I'm saying is, when does that kick in? Right now, there's like roughly 3,000 acres that Metropolitan Sewage District owns. So all of that land now can have hunting?
If it was stewardship funded, yes.
And a lot of that?
Well, there's a burden to obtain permission to prohibit it, but you got to go to the Department of Natural Resources Board to do that.
I'm going to ask that we cut this one off because we're going to do it later as well. So, okay. All right,
Mr. Levin, 8030 West Winston Way. I just want to remind this council, since this issue came up about hunting, that the property behind me was always available for bow and arrow hunting. And a friend of mine that lived down two doors away used to get permission from the farmer and the police department to bow hunt. But I'm here because we still don't have the guardrails on 76th and Drexel. We got one, but the corners. Where is our county supervisor? Our engineer should push the issue to this, Andrea. Isn't her name Andrea, that she's responsible for that? She was here the other night. We should push her to get this thing done, not wait any longer. As soon as we get snow, it will be too late. But also, I wanted to know why, when I look at this Kayla project, I don't see the $35,000 that we lost as part of the budget. It's just kind of shoved under the rug or what? Thank you.
You're welcome. I have had conversations with both the county executive and the county supervisor who handles 76th Street about your issue. It's my issue as well. It's also the city engineer's issue.
You talked to him already? So what's the issue?
They just don't get it done. We don't have any control over them. Yes, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm Kathy Weed Vincent. I'm actually your neighbor to the north. It's weird for me to say that, but I live in Greendale, right across the border. I'm with Milwaukee Mushers, and I know my friend Tim Birch, who is a resident of Franklin, will probably step up later. But what brings me here tonight is I happen to see through social media, Krista Wilhelm in particular, some of the conversation that came out about this piece by MMSD. It's where we, the Milwaukee Mushers, do run our dog sled teams, and I'm also a teacher. I've served as a hunter safety instructor through the DNR, so I have to say anyone that says that gunshots in that particular area are not harmful to the neighbors is absolutely not true. As a teacher myself, I would not want to have my children or students of mine in the vicinity where there might be bow hunting or gun hunting. So I'm just coming tonight to share with you just a couple of those concerns and the fact that I do quite often see the Franklin cross country team also uses that as their training facility. It's a beautiful piece of land. I think it's very easy to make this request through the DNR. I shouldn't say very easy, but it is something that I think that the residents of Franklin should be chimed in on. I would start with the Pleasant View Elementary and the Franklin High School parents in particular. I think you'll get a lot of parents that would be opposed to having hunting where their students and their children are actually doing sporting events and going to school. There's also a lot of neighbors in the area there, and I run my dog sled at night, I run it during the day, and I would not want to see any part of that area be open to hunting. So I say that as a neighbor to the north who's concerned, because we also utilize that piece of land. But I think it's important to know, too, that last night I did contact State Representative Ken Skoronski, who I respect very much, and I think he does listen to the voice of all of us in our district. He's opposed to that. When he heard about it, when I called him, he had no idea that this was even coming down the pike. You might not think so, but he sounded surprised. I'm actually someone that hiked the entire Ice Age Trail back in 1997, and to put it in a nutshell, I'm very familiar with this land acquisition because the Ice Age Trail was founded through that stewardship funding, and there are areas of the state I think it's very safe to have hunting on those lands. I don't think Franklin is one of those areas in this particular populated area. So he did say last night that he's in Madison today, but I said I think if he's not up to speed on it, he should probably chime in as well, because I think it is a state and local issue that you're talking about with this hunting. So I'll leave my cards today, and maybe Tim will stop up later, but I appreciate the efforts that everyone on your board is doing to keep residents of Franklin safe, and just know that your neighbors just to the north also utilize that land. Thanks. Can I leave this? And I don't know if you need my address, but it's Greendale.
Hello, my name is Patrick Flanagan. I live on 8635 South 116th Street. I'm very close to this hunting area. As a concerned resident, I'd like to impart occurrences that I've heard happening. I can hear the gunshots. That doesn't bother me because we have the gun club in Muskego, and I hear those too. But in a hunting area, when you hear over 100 rounds go off in an hour, there should be some concern. The understanding is that the pellets are harmless after 100 yards. That may be so, but what happens if those pellets happen to fall on an automobile driving by or somebody on a bike? Again, because of the population and the residents in the area, I'm very concerned about gun hunting. I'm not fully informed on the statutes for this, but trapping would be a concern of mine also. Again, it's a heavily populated area. Most of the residents do have animals on their property, dogs, chickens, whatever you may have. And I understand, you know, the coyote issue is something that needs to be dealt with, but again, there's a concern that there's residents in an immediate area. And I really would wish that you could foresee some way to outlaw gun hunting in the area. And I don't believe there's a reason to have trapping, which is an indiscriminate method of harvesting problem animals. There should be some other way to go about doing that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to speak? Don't argue. Come to the mic.
Good evening. Tim Birch, 7466 South 46th Street. Let me begin by saying our family owns some property in central Wisconsin, which we do allow hunting on. So I'm not opposed to hunting per se, but as you've heard from other residents here, it's just not safe. Even off-season, which off-season is when it's warm out for mushers, I run out there all the time. I'm probably out there 4 or 5 times a week, ride my bike and run. And, when it's hot out, I take the dogs to the dog park. Right? I don't want to work them hard when it's hot out. And you know what? The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Airport, when they have to do, hunting, but wildlife management, they close the dog park. And it's not because they're actually walking the dog park with rifles or shotguns. It's because they're nearby. And if it's not safe for us to be, you know, at the runway dog park or at the airport, I can't see how property directly adjacent, I mean, I could throw a rock across that parcel, it would be safe for hunting. Another resident mentioned trapping. If you want to allow trapping, fine, but write an ordinance. It's got to be live trapping, because if one of my dogs gets caught in a trap, I mean, it would be tragic. I mean, you know, if anyone's dog, actually, you know, not just mine, maybe just because they're active and they're sled dogs and whatnot. But, you know, dogs get loose and they run back there, that's fine. But if you're going to allow hunting and trapping, fine. Hunting with an atlatl and live trap. And if DNR isn't happy with that, well, so be it. That's, we're allowing hunting. We're allowing trapping. It's just, this is our ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Shelley Runty, 8235 West Coventry Drive. I wanted to come tonight because I've attended many common council meetings since last May, and I thought I'd bring a little brightness and happiness to the meeting tonight. I'm here as a citizen of Franklin, but I'm also here speaking on Kayla's crew behalf. We had our pre-build September 2nd through the 4th, and we had plenty of volunteers come out to help us do that. We had 40 volunteers per shift per day, and it was an amazing community event. We had people that showed up the day of. The reason they came were many. One gentleman, a professor of Marquette, came, very well versed as a carpenter, very valuable on site, and he came for the mere reason that he grew up with his dad doing carpentry work. And he wanted to pay it forward for a great community project. There's also a gentleman that saw us on TV, a news report, and decided to come because he was an assistant coach for the Admirals, and he wasn't leaving town for a few days, and he had plenty of time to come out and help us. Another gentleman, Joe, who lost his wife 2 years earlier, decided that looking at how Kayla's story was inspiring to build a playground, decided to come out and through his own journey of loss, help build the playground. Now that's only the beginning of the many people that came out. Businesses donated food in support to feed all of the volunteers for a project that this Common Council was in full support of last year. And to have it come full circle was truly amazing. Jerry's staff at DPW, which Glenn oversees, they have been incredible. My eyes have been opened to a staff that knows how to run our parks and take care of our city. It's a great group of people with big hearts. City Hall staff even showed up to help out. Glenn, even Pastor Ben from Victory of the Lamb, who was going to donate land for our playground to be built last year. He came out and helped. The captains that stepped forth, seven of them, who showed up at 7 o'clock in the morning and stayed until 9:15, until the lights went out. The mayor and his wife, Janet Evans. I wanted to thank her here tonight. It was hot those 3 days. Our volunteers went through our water like crazy. Our first aid went around with wet washcloths because they were working so hard. I want to thank the people that came out who, through their actions, showed their support of our project that our community supports. It really showed me true leadership. I've learned over the last year that leadership can be difficult. You're faced with very tough decisions. But I've learned that as a leader in any position, that sometimes those decisions are tough. You can't please everyone. But they have to be made. A compromise needs to be made. So through all of this, many stories were surrounding our mission, the stories of loss, inspiration, and dedication. We have another opportunity coming up next Tuesday for our phase two of the build. It starts on the 22nd through the 27th. At the end of the day on Sunday, we'll have a beautiful playground, very much like Kenosha's Dream Playground project that they just finished. Something that the city can be very proud of. And our playground is not just for a special interest groups that I've seen a lot of social media criticizing that we're just a special interest group. Last time I checked, It's for kids. It's for our families. It's for adults. It's for everyone. I can't imagine that anyone can criticize and say that it's only for a special interest group. So, Mayor, I thank you. I thank you for your support. I wish Janet was here to thank her as well. Glenn, the whole city staff and City Hall here for their support coming forward. I hope to see everyone in this room come out, be a part of something greater. I invite everybody to come out, kayloscrew.org. There's certainly shifts that are available. Mr. Lewandowski, I invited you a while back, too. We could find a chair for you. So
he'd
come on out.
He'd make a good supervisor.
Absolutely. We could bring that chair.
But I'm 87 years old.
We have a role for everyone, all abilities. We have people soaping screws. So you're welcome to come and join us. It might just change your life.
You should have had only 3 minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Runty. Relative to, I just need to make a comment relative to this hunting stuff. I think it's been some mischaracterized that this is the city that wants to permit hunting. It's not true. It's a state requirement if we accept this land. There's an important reason why we should accept this land. But in the conversation you'll hear later in the council agenda, we're working on ways to accept the land without the hunting requirements. So anyone else wish to speak? Please come up to the microphone. Give us your name and address, please.
My name is Owen Buskey. I've lived in the city of Franklin with my wife and children for 46 years, and that doesn't give me any special privileges. But I do want to give a little bit of background on an item number 8 on your agenda. And the background that I want to give, basically, is some group or person or a couple of people are requesting that R.A. Smith be given money to proceed with a plan for city water on South 46th Street, basically Thorncrest subdivision. I would like to point out that my wife and I have surveyed that neighborhood, and we found only two families that are interested in sewer or city water. The root cause of this proposal that has gotten, unfortunately, to the point of costing the city what it has with the inquiry that has been mailed and answered and the studies that have already been made is really at the result of not a failed well. The well that has impacted this group winds up being at least 600 foot deep. There's nothing wrong with the well. According to a fellow by the name of Ken Sweeney, who was a local well driller, he has correctly identified that water well that is really at the heart of this R.A. Smith resolution as being the pit portion. This is when you have a older well, you have a well, and then you have a pit. And the pit has been contaminated by lack of maintenance. In my opinion, I happen to be one of the three homes that are serviced by this well. But I think the city of Franklin has really spent enough time and energy, especially their engineering department, on this water foolishness. The average cost, by the way, for water to the people in Thorncrest would run between $30,000 and $45,000. The average cost of a well is perhaps $16,000, and I appreciate your hearing what I have to say. Thank you.
No, Leroy. Thank you, Mr. Buskey. Anyone else wishing to speak?
Nick Poplar, 11856 West Ryan Road. My wife and I and our family happen to be building a house at that address. We are relocating from the city of St. Francis. Part of the allure to coming to that area of your city was the fact that I have responsibly gun hunted the state park area off of 116th Street, and for approximately the last 5 years responsibly hunted the MMSD green seam lands, which lie right directly behind my property line, right behind my house. I just wanted to let you know that I'm in support of obtaining the state lands, and I have no problem with responsible gun and bow hunting beyond my property. I also want to thank Alderwoman Mayer for being transparent and getting these notices out to not only myself, but all the neighbors and properties that are affected by this. I was lucky enough to have a 33-minute phone conversation with her, I believe yesterday or the day before, discussing perhaps the ability to put in some type of buffer, accept the land, accept the DNR or state stipulations of allowing hunting and trapping, but also putting some responsible guidelines or stipulations on it. So I've heard a lot about guns, shotguns, and hunting. I don't want them to be a dirty word, and I want you guys to consider that when accepting these lands. I'm paying my impact fees, already have, for the building of my new residence, and I'd be more than happy to see them going towards these areas where responsible hunting is allowed. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'd spoken earlier. I'm not very good at public speaking. There was one point that one question I did have.
Excuse my interruption, but please give me
Patrick Flanagan.
Thank you.
Franklin, 8635 South 116th Street. My question is, again, maybe there are responsible hunters, but how do we enforce the rules against unresponsible hunters? Who is going to be responsible for enforcing rules for proper hunting? Do we call the city police department? Or who's going to be checking in on the hunters from time to time? Because, again, this is very adjacent to residential properties, and it's adjacent to recreational areas. Can you answer that question for me?
Certainly. The first call, there's a practical answer, and then there's the planned answer. The planned answer is you call the DNR wardens. There's three of them in Milwaukee County. Okay, that's the first answer. That is one of my basic issues with all of this, and I pointed that out as the city attorney, it wasn't you. I've told them many times. It doesn't do us any good to have a DNR warden who's down on the lakefront. It doesn't help us. That's the real answer. The practical answer is they call Franklin Police Department.
Okay. Because, again, I live very close to the area. I've seen the parking lot there. Very rarely are there more than two cars in the lot. And as I had stated earlier, when you hear over 100 rounds in an hour, that doesn't sound like responsible or legal hunting. That sounds like somebody discharging a firearm because they wanted to hear 100 rounds go off. So I would probably be calling the Franklin Police Department if I hear that something like that occurring.
Well, I would appreciate it if you called the state DNR, but...
And they would take 3 days to get there or 4 days to get there.
All right. Therein lies the problem.
That doesn't help.
We'll respond.
That sounds funny. But if somebody's child is out there and there's 100 rounds going off, it's not funny if somebody gets hurt or if somebody's pet gets hurt or injured.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing no one else, I'll close the citizen's comment period. Thank you very much. We'll move on to item C1, August 18th. There's a revised minutes in your at your place. Is there any other additions or corrections? Is there a motion to approve August 18th as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C2, the September 1st The minutes from September 1st meeting, also amended at your places. Any of the other additions or corrections? Hearing none, all those, is there a motion to approve?
Move to approve as amended.
Thank you. Second?
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. We move on to item D, public hearings. Hearing to hear public comments regarding proposed ordinance to change the city of Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan. to change a future land use map designation at 9000 South 68th Street from commercial use in areas of natural resource to mixed use areas of natural resource. This is an area that we know as Milwaukee County Parks Department, but more specifically the Hunger Task Force. Property subject to this application, well, I'll let Madam Clerk read her note. Madam Clerk, you have a notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, September 15, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at 9000 South 68th Street from commercial use and areas of natural resources to mixed use and areas of natural resources. Milwaukee County Parks Department, Hunger Task Force applicants. Property, which is the subject of this application, bears tax key number 883-999-002, consisting of approximately 50.6 total acres of land. Public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.1001, parent 4, parent D. Public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. Proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall during normal business hours, and is also available and open for inspection at the public library during normal business hours, and is also available for review on the city's website, dated the 6th day of August, 2015.
The long and short of this is the farm area, farmed by the Hunger Task Force, we want to change the map so that it is consistent with the current use. Is that correct, Mr. Deedle?
Correct.
Okay. This is a public hearing. I open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak on the change in Comprehensive Master Plan map? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the citizen comment or the public hearing. Excuse me. I'll get it right. Back on this. Is it one? Without objection, we'll move to G1, an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the map, reflecting the changes as we just heard in public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We will return to item D2, a public hearing regarding the land use map. This will dictate, this is change in zoning. Madam Clerk, you have a notice to read.
No.
Excuse me. Yeah. It's changed the comprehensive plan. Okay. Madam Clerk.
Notice is hereby given that the Common Council of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Tuesday, September 15, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council chambers at Franklin City Hall to hear public comment regarding a proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the future land use map use designation for property located at approximately 9150 South 80th Street from institutional use in areas of natural resource features use to residential use in areas of natural resource features use. City of Franklin applicant. The property, which is the subject of this application, bears tax key number 885-999-6000, consisting of approximately 9.6661 total acres of land. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements of Wisconsin Statute 66.1004, parent 1001, parent 4, parent D. Public hearing is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed ordinance to amend the City of Franklin 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk during normal business hours at the Franklin Public Library during normal business hours and on the City's website, dated the 6th day of August 2015.
So the net of this is to change it from an agricultural zoning to a planned development district. institutional to residential.
Okay.
All right, this is a public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on this matter, please rise and give your testimony. Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Move to G2. Is there a motion to adopt an ordinance? By the way, there's a change at your desk.
That's not it yet.
Why do? Okay. Let me announce it first.
Well, I didn't want the motion to be made.
The change is on G3. Is there a motion? No, this is G3. Sorry. Item G3. A motion to adopt ordinance 2015, an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin Comprehensive Master Plan to change. Thank you, City Attorney. To change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map for the property at 9050 South 80th Street. Let's get a motion in a second.
So moved.
Second. Alderman Wilhelm.
I kind of object to the motion before discussion because then we have to end up amending the motions. And not, this is what my comment is in this case, but why are we doing it that way is my question on that.
Let me answer that question, Mr. City Attorney.
Robert's Rules of Order require a motion to be on the floor before any discussion, which is, in past practice, hardly ever followed. And
right.
When that happens, that is the question, why is this happening without a motion?
So anyway, Alderman Wilhelm, you still have the floor.
Okay. So it, like you said, it hasn't been past practice. So I just had a question about the